Okay, this morning I'm sharing with you this morning on Exodus chapter 12. A very significant things just happened in the nation of Israel in preparation for Israel to get out of Egypt before the onslaught of the angel of death struck every firstborn of Egypt, from Pharaoh's family to the slave girl in the millwork. Everyone's firstborn child will be struck dead. So God prepared Israel for the Passover. This is truly the greatest event, the single event in the entire Old Testament. And we do have the single greatest event coming up in the New Testament, which we will celebrate in 2-3 weeks' time, which is Easter. So this is the killing, the slaughtering of the lamb, a lamb that is without defect, and they put the blood on the door frames. It's so similar to really like slaughtering the Son of God on the cross, so that his blood becomes our salvation. Kind of think about that. It is absolutely the case. There's no question about that. That's precisely what God is doing in this end time. Okay, revival is broken on Asbury. It's coming across the United States and other parts of the world, and we rejoice. We're very excited about that. And I think great things are gonna happen. Now, that event, when they slaughter the lamb and put the blood on the door frame, speaks of, it's a foreshadow of Jesus being offered up as the Lamb of God. You see, Old Testament, it was a lamb, just like any other lamb, and was killed, the blood on the door frame. And the New Testament, the eternity covenant, covenant of grace, Jesus Christ became the Lamb. That's why Jesus is the Lamb of God. So he was sacrificed, he was killed on the cross, and his blood is, if you believe in Jesus as the Son of God and the Messiah, the Son, the Savior of the world, you will have that blood in your heart. You will enter into covenant with Jesus, which is the blood covenant. I like a communion. Jesus said, this is my cup, this is my blood of the covenant shed for you. You know, Old Testament, everything is no coincidence. It's no accident. Everything is clear. Clearly, what the Lord is telling us, you know, it's foreshadowing. That's like 5,000-6,000 years ago when that happened. So you see, folks, Jesus died on the cross. It's not a fail plan A. Okay, that's the plan of God. Okay, people may laugh at the cross, showing the weakness of the man bleeding on the cross. But that is precisely the sacrifice required and needed for the redemption of humanity. There is no way to save us all without that shedding of blood. Just like the lamb that was shed with blood and blood on the doorpost. So the angel of death passed by Egypt that night, will pass over all the houses with the blood on the doorframe. That's why it's called Passover. And those Egyptian households without the blood on the doorframes were all struck dead on their firstborn male child. So this is incredulous. This is incredible. You know why firstborn? It is interesting. Because Jesus is the firstborn of God, is the Son of God. Well, you know, he's the only child, the only Son of God. He was struck dead for the sins of humanity in place of us. So we don't get struck dead. He got struck dead because of his love for us. He becomes a substitutional death, atonement. That's why it is so powerful. The atonement concept is absolutely glorious and awesome. We have to know this so that. Now, I want you to share with you the next line though. The next line, it says this, that the people of Israel, after hearing what Moses told them and what God has told them, they basically bow down and worship the Lord. Because after hearing what the Lord planned to do, to strike the firstborn, male firstborn of every Egyptian family, from Pharaoh's family down to the slave girl, and God is going to spare. That God is going to spare all the families of Israel because of the blood of the doorpost. Yes, Don, good morning.
Are you in the office?
Yeah, almost there. I almost, am I the only one?
Yes.
Oh, Albert, shoot.
I must have tried to call you.
Oh, sucks. Never mind.
I must have tried to call you 8 or 9 times.
Oh, sorry. That's my fault.
Unfortunately, you're on the road when you could have been, could have been home. But I called your home number. Your home number says it's no longer connected, so you have to update your contacts in Outlook.
Yeah.
I text you and Ben, because I phone call. I'm trying to get, because right after we spoke, maybe about 2 hours later, Horace wrote me. He wrote us saying that, be flexible because the weather's going to be bad. But I said, well, if we come in Tuesday, if we don't come in Tuesday, we've got to come in Friday. And he goes, nah, don't worry about it. It's just, that's it. So that, he said, but keep that quiet. So I called everybody and told them, but except you. Your phone wasn't on.
Yeah, because this is the office phone, I have a personal phone. Maybe I should give that to you as well. Update that.
Well, I mean, you should have it as your phone. I tried calling all of the numbers available in Outlook.
Oh, yeah, the landline is already terminated.
Yeah, so update that with your other personal line. I got in touch with Yanga, and I got in touch with Pete McGee on their personal lines because they didn't have their phones on either. So I eventually went into Outlook and called every number I could until I got through to people. You were the only one I couldn't get through to.
Yeah. And did he say that we can be work from home on Friday then, for those who are coming on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, so...
Oh, Friday.
Are you going
Friday
back
is home? Working from home anyway.
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure with Horace, I said, listen, if I tell people they could work from home tomorrow, and you tell me they got to come in Friday, they're going to try to come in tomorrow. So he says, no, just tell them it's rare. He said, just don't advertise it.
Okay. All right.
But what are you doing? Are you going back home, or are you going to the office?
Yeah, I'm already in about 10 more minutes in office, so I'm going to just go to office at least.
Okay. So. Well, you're the only one.
Yeah,
have
I know.
Fun.
Okay.
So, okay.
Do I get to work from home on Wednesday or Thursday? No.
No. You screwed yourself. So.
Okay. That's fine. All right then.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
This is chapter 12. The very significant things just happened in the nation of Israel in preparation for Israel to get out of it.
Unbelievable. I'm almost in office now. Looks like I'm the only one working from office today. Stay warm, everybody. I did shovel my windows and everything, a car, and finally I got a message. I saw the message from Don. All right, guys. See y'all.